Chapter 26. Andy? Was Aunt Catherine accusing Andy? Evan spun around to confront Andy, but Andy turned too. And Evan realized immediately that his aunt wasn't pointing at Andy. She was pointing past Andy to Sarah Beth. Standing in the doorway to the living room, the black cat hissed and arched her back, her yellow eyes flaring at Catherine.
"She did it! She's the one!" Catherine declared, pointing frantically.
The enormous glob of green monster blood bounced back, retreated a step as if stung by Catherine's words. Shadows shifted inside the glob as it quivered, catching the light filtering in through the living room window. Evan stared at the cat, then turned his eyes to Andy. She shrugged, her face frozen in horror and bewilderment. "Aunt Catherine is crazy," Evan thought sadly. "She's totally lost it. She isn't making any sense. None of this makes sense."
"She's the one,"
Catherine repeated. The cat hissed in response. The glob bounced in place, carrying the unmoving Baymer brothers inside.
"Oh, look!"
Evan cried to Andy as the black cat suddenly raised up on its hind legs. Andy gasped and squeezed Evan's arm. Her hand was as cold as ice. Still hissing, the cat grew like a shadow against the wall. It raised its claws, swiping the air. Its eyes closed, and it became consumed in darkness. No one moved. The only sounds Evan could hear were the bubbling of the green glob and the pounding of his own heart. All eyes were on the cat as it rose up, stretched, and grew. And as it grew, it changed its shape, became human. With shadowy arms and legs in the eerie darkness. And then the shadow stepped away from the darkness. And Sarah Beth was now a young woman with fiery red hair and pale skin and yellow eyes, the same yellow cat eyes that had haunted Evan since he'd arrived. The young woman was dressed in a swirling black gown down to her ankles. She stood blocking the doorway, staring accusingly at Catherine.
"You see, she's the one," Catherine said, quietly now.
And the next words were intended only for Sarah Beth.
"Your spell over me is broken. I will do no more work for you."
Sarah Beth tossed her red hair behind a black cloaked shoulder and laughed.
"I'll decide what you will do, Catherine."
"No,"
Catherine insisted.
"For 20 years you have used me, Sarah Beth. For 20 years you have imprisoned me here, held me in your spell. But now I will use this monster blood to escape."
Sarah Beth laughed again.
"There is no escape, fool. All of you must die now. All of you."